listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
If someone's not sick with this, it's because any lack of neurotransmitter complement, even 5%, puts you at risk from birth, not being able to process your untoward stressors. If you can't do that, they get pushed back into the subconscious and can reemerge at some point in time as psychiatric pathology. You may have these other methylation polymorphisms too, and you have the vulnerability on an everyday basis based on stressors, whether it's disease, psychosocial contaminants, to push you into a depressive disorder.
In a world where one-size-fits-all medications dominate the pharmaceutical industry, precision medicine brings a ray of hope for those seeking customized healthcare. Pharmacists have a unique opportunity to help people in need of specialized testing to ensure medications work as intended. Welcome to Precision Health in PGX, where we unravel the wonders of precision medicine and its potential to revolutionize the way we approach pharmacy care. Get ready to uncover the secrets behind pharmacogenomics and how it's transforming lives, one genome at a time.
Welcome to the forefront of healthcare innovation, where science meets personalized care and genetics data transforms into life-changing insights. This is Precision Health and PGX Podcast. I'm your host, Banaz, Pharmacogenomics Medical Science Liaison.
And I am your host, Dr. Becky Winslow, pharmacogenomics subject matter expert and owner of IngeniousRx Incorporated, pharmacogenomics consultants. On the Precision Health and PGX podcast, we explore all things pharmacogenomics related, and our mission is to educate and advocate for PGX. We accomplish this mission through exclusive interviews with highly qualified and well-experienced industry leaders, such as today's special guest.
And we're super excited to have with us today Tony Robinson, the CEO of JMAC Pharmaceuticals and the inventor of Enlight and Embrace HR. He's a national expert on methylation biochemistry, genetics, and psychiatric disorders. We were super excited to have you on our podcast, Tony, to educate us on folic acid and its relevance to mental health. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here and provide what I know and some important facts about the issue at hand.
Can you tell us a bit more about the MTHFR gene, specifically its roles in the human body?
Okay. Now, the MTHFR gene actually codes for the production of methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase. That is the enzyme that catalyzes the final conversion of 4 from food folate or B9 or folic acid into methyl folate. Of course, there's well-known single nucleotide polymorphisms to the reduction of the production of MTHFR, called the MTHFR polymorphism. And I think we're going to talk about those as well. But it's just pretty simple. It takes all these enzymes within methylation to catalyze a lot of these activities. So that's what MTHFR is.
So to recap, you're saying we have folate naturally in food we eat, and folic acid is a supplement you can find over the counter. Those forms, when we take those in the body, what happens that this gene is doing that we may not be able to get, right? Is it activating it? You're saying it methylated? Go ahead.
Yes. There's a little bit more to it. Folate in the folate cycle, which is part of 3 cycles that comprise 1 carbon metabolism or methylation, first comes in contact with DHFR, that's dihydrofolate reductase, slow acting. It's converted to tetrahydrofolate, and then it makes its way down the path which is converted to 5-10 methylene tetrahydrofolate. And then you have the MTHFR enzyme that actually makes the final conversion to L-methylfolate.
And so that's what naturally happens in the body.
Well, it's what naturally happens in people that don't have these polymorphisms that we've been talking about. Nutrition in the Western world is pretty solid, and everybody can take provitamins and they eat nutritional food. But these people that have this issue that's created by the inability to metabolize that food into the refined forms that are needed to operate these chemical cycles. Once vitamins are finally metabolized, they're not called vitamins anymore. They're called coenzymes and cofactors. They're totally different. So when we put together this product, Enlight, that has 13 of these ingredients in there, they're pre-metabolized, brain-ready, refined fuel that's ready to circumvent and nullify not only MTHFR polymorphism, but other methylation polymorphisms that exist but are not easily tested. So you can empirically treat issues that people have. According to some of the texts in our studies and key opinion leaders, many of these other polymorphisms are known on about a 50% level to coexist with MTHFR. Fortunately, the ingredients we have can address those as well.
Thanks for explaining the polymorphisms for us and how they affect normal function. Can you elaborate for us on what disease states do these polymorphisms most impact? You know, what does research evidence say about which disease states in particular?
Yes. There's been some controversy in the early 2012, 13, 14, and 15 about whether or not these polymorphisms are pathologic or impact disease states. Particularly because there's such a high incidence in the average population. Along the way, in the psychiatric community, it's been well known that the addition of methylfolate to SSRIs and SNRIs improve remission rates and reduce dropout. So it's been a standard so much that the American Psychiatric Association, in their major depressive disorder algorithms, recommend folates or a product like ours from the start in combination with SSRIs or SNRIs to do this work. And then in some cases, as monotherapy. But as recently as 2022, a number of meta-analyses internationally became available to address this question. And I'm looking at one right now. It's a Zhang study published in Frontiers of Psychiatry in August of 2022. And the title was Association Between Variants of MTHFR Genes and Psychiatric Disorders, a Meta-Analysis. They used 81 published studies that they put together with over 50,000 patients. And the results say we found that MTHFR C677T polymorphism is significantly related to schizophrenia and major depression in overall population. Some very important background facts. The National Institute of Health and the National Human Genome Research Institute in 2003 92% of the human genome was fully mapped. That's only 2003. That hasn't been longer than. So in 2022, the remaining 8% of what's called long base human genome was added, and 100% of the human genome was fully mapped. So we know that there's 25,000 genes across 23 chromosomes, and there is a total of 3 billion total DNA base pairs, 3 billion. Of that total, and this is so important, 2 million common variants are SNPs, which is single nucleotide polymorphism. And these variants are where a nucleotide in a base pair has been changed, and it inactivates that gene for its ability to do its work, were discovered. So this is the root cause of a lot of mental illness and other therapeutic area issues. So this includes the 7 known MTHFR single nucleotide polymorphisms and a whole host of other neuronal intracellular methylation SNPs. So this is a quote from the National Human Genome Research Institute. I thought this was so important. This is what it's all about. Such information is valuable for investigating how these newly discovered variants influence health and disease. This is the root cause. So the thought in the industry is, what if we could circumvent and nullify the negative effects of these variants for normal mood, memory, and mental health, and naturally treat the root cause of the problem? Well, we can, and JMAC Pharma, with its products Enlight and Embrace, are, and actually with the FDA's blessings, because they consider these inborn errors of metabolism that can result in disease consequences or even death, and you can make these disease claims as well as NIH. So before I was going to discuss anything, I wrote a little prologue for people that kind of sets the stage for this discussion in a simple form. So number one, MTHFR and other intracellularly neuronal methylation genes code for enzymes that provide normal biochemistry in neurons, resulting in normal mental wellness. It's the natural state. MTHFR and other methylation variants, which are SNPs, reduce enzyme production in methylation, resulting in mental illness or the vulnerability thereof. And lastly, Enlight and Embrace HR, our products, circumvent and nullify the negative effects of these SNPs to restore normal biochemistry in neurons for mental wellness. So it's kind of simply put there.
So. That's perfectly said. That all makes sense. So for our listeners that understood that whole process of what's happening naturally and what happens when you have polymorphism and how it's related to mental health, I think that how the relationship to mental health probably would be the missing piece. So how is that? Say that again.
That is the missing piece.
Yes, that is the missing piece. Yes. So So assuming, you know, the Enlight product or anything else will be the answer, but how is that making a change in the mental health world where there would be a need for a supplement, for example? Like, what is it doing that's affecting at kind of a molecular level, transporter level, that's happening, that's it's impacting the psychiatric world?
All right. Inside of neurons in the brain, which there's 100 billion, and they're differentiated in certain areas of the brain, in the limbic system organelles like the hypothalamus, the amygdala, and many others where the seat of mood and memory are, there exists these biochemical cycles called one carbon metabolism. We like to call it methylation. Within that, those cycles, you have the folate cycle, you have methionine synthesis cycle, you have transsulfuration, and a few other things. And they all coexist right there together in the distal region of the axon where all of this is needed to do this work. Now, in these cycles, there's endpoints that are needed to maintain mood and to maintain normalcy on a lot of levels. Here, DNA and RNA are made. Guanosine triphosphate, which is the precursor to BH4, is made. SAMe is made, which is the methyl donor for 400 methylation activities intracellularly, not least of which is the methylation of DNA, RNA, and histones, which is a code for normal epigenetic expression. Even Dr. Stahl talks about this in his Fooling Mother Nature and Methylated Spirits. 50% of psychiatric pathology is caused by MTHFR polymorphism because you can't make enough SAMe through methionine synthesis to provide methylators to methylate these genes for normal epigenetic expression. They're hypomethylated, and they express themselves abnormally, which causes psychiatric pathology. Outside of that, serotonin, dopamine, and norepinephrine is made in these chemical cycles. And if you have an MTHFR or other methylation polymorphisms, say you have the C677T homozygous form, then you're only making 20% of your MTHFR, and consequently, you're only making 20% of your SAM, of your neurotransmitters, and through transsulfuration, glutathione. This is a huge strain on the ability to process stressors, to have normal mood, and people who have these issues, because they have a low biochemistry in these cycles, are apt to have, you know, endogenous psychiatric pathology. That's kind of all there is to it. Now, homocysteine starts as a de novo amino acid that it starts this whole process happening for all of these things to be created. If you can't methylate homocysteine, then homocysteine gets high and causes all kinds of inflammation and other pathology as well. So part of the key is keeping homocysteine low. So it's pretty complex stuff, but this is the essence of the biochemistry theories of depression, whether it's monoamine, whether it's genetic, whether it's inflammation, because homocysteine in combination with the lack of production of nitric oxide, which occurs here, causes inflammation in the brain and all over the body. And all of your hormonal theories emanate from this cycle as well. So it's very important to make this cycle normal.
Okay, that's awesome. I think I can see the picture of the presynaptic, postsynaptic, and neurons production. So really very simplistically, although not trying to make this process simplistic, when you say the production of neurotransmitters, that includes obviously serotonin, dopamine, norepi, and epi. Is that correct? So the yes. Production of those is obviously necessary. So if you have low enzyme activity, again, I'm oversimplifying, then you have lower production of those neurotransmitters along with other factors in between. Is that
correlates into psychiatric pathology. And just the opposite, when you normalize those, it correlates into mental wellness, which we do have a clinical trial in a large clinical trial that was published in Journal of Clinical Psychiatry with patients with major depressive disorder and a copy of the MTHFR polymorphism that exhibits that once you normalize biochemistry, that correlates into clinical wellness. It wouldn't take me long. Would you like for me to go over the results there?
Yeah, please.
All right. So this particular paper is 330 adult patients, randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled study. The name of the study was Correlation of Clinical Response with Homocysteine Reduction During Therapy with Reduced B Vitamins in Patients with MDD who are positive for an MTHFR C677T or A1298C polymorphism. So this was done up at Baylor in Dallas. And in the active group, there was 159 patients. And the big news in this study for Enlight was a 42% remission from in 159 patients from an average MADRS depression scale score of 28, which is extremely depressed, to 6, which is wellness, in 8 weeks as monotherapy, compared to 2% in the placebo. Normally, mental illness trials show a big placebo effect. But with regards to remission here, which is higher than your STAR-D Celexa study, 29%, that's not the case. So the effect size for the activity of Enlight to be able to remit these patients is extremely high. There's also a biochemical endpoint of homocysteine. In the active group, it was reduced 30% compared to placebo, which it stayed level as you would expect because of the ingredients in Enlight jump-started methylation. Homocysteine began to be methylated in methionine synthesis and moving in the direction of neurotransmitter production, which correlated into clinical response. So it's an actual evidence that our product can actually jumpstart methylation cycles to do this work. Now, there was no side effect reported greater than placebo, and the onset of action was within 2 weeks.
I think those are great results because when we talk about major depressive disorder, the goal is remission, and that's where we want the patients to be. So I think those are great results. I appreciate you sharing those. So you talk a lot about the value of a methylation as part of everything else you've talked about. Can you over-methylate, or is that even a thing?
Well, from my opinion, no is the answer. The latest NIH folate transport information talks about methylfolate crossing the blood-brain barrier and being inside the blood in the CNS. The neurons have a highly selective cell membrane, and this NIH information says that folates flow from a higher gradient concentration in the blood to a lower deficiency intracellularly. So what I'm getting ready to say is so very, very important because we never talk about increased indiscriminate of neurotransmitters. We talk about normalization and balance. So based on the latest information, these cells won't take any of these coenzymes and cofactors more than what they need. Even Stahl talks about this continuously, that the best way to produce neurotransmitters and all of these endpoints in methylation is to provide the downstream precursors for the normal production of these endpoints. He, in a couple of his papers, says pharmaceutical SAMe is not recommended. Pharmaceutical methionine or the actual endpoints, 5-HTT or glutathione. Do this just like your body would have done it naturally if you didn't have these polymorphisms.
Yeah, that makes sense. So give the precursor and let the body do the job versus give the end product and forget the problem at the beginning. kind of, sort of.
I would just make one more comment.
Yeah.
There is going to be maybe in some patients, in homozygous type patients or patients with severe coenzyme deficiencies, once you immediately start to cycle, I mean, they're going to feel some stimulation in the first couple of days of therapy, could be mistaken for overmethylation based on what I read with regards to overmethylation. It's rare. We don't seem to have that. It may be because our product is balanced with not extremely high methylfolate values like the 15 milligrams that's in some of the other single entity products. So all I can tell you is we don't hear that within our patient population, which is literally millions of patients over the last 13 years.
Okay. And so methylation is really a process of adding a methyl group, a CHC group, to another compound, I guess. So it does help. I know we had talked in the past, it does help with sleep, I think, and correct me if I'm mistaken, because serotonin, if you add a methyl group to it, you can make melatonin. So it would make sense. Am I correct?
Yes. And we do have a sleep study that's not published, and it was positive benefits for those patients, and they were MTHFR patients. And we hear it regularly that this product does help with sleep and helps with rumination type thoughts at night for inability to go to sleep. So you explained it exactly correct. So if you have MTHFR and you're not producing enough SAMe, you may not be able to have enough methylators to methylate that conversion of serotonin to melatonin in the pineal gland. It all runs on a priority system with regards to where those methylators go first. It's interesting, some of these genes in this second group that weren't until recently mapped have 2 million base pairs in them, and they have what's called all these CpG sites where all these methylators go that are the codes for normal epigenetic expression. The weight of the brain is only 2% of the body weight, but it's 25% of the metabolic activity. So to keep these activities running, you have to have all of these coenzymes and cofactors. And even most key opinion leaders, Dr. Stahl, Dr. Fava, Rakesh Jain, they all say when they write about methylfolate or folates that you can't assume that because B12 is normal systemically or folate is normal systemically, that it's not deficient in the brain. You have to treat for that. This is a huge problem, and these other coenzymes as well.
Well, I appreciate you educating us all on that. So if I have to, again, trying to oversimplify it, maybe for myself and listeners, so if I have to explain this to my 13-year-old, so what could I say when I'm trying to explain MTHFR? So when we take folate, which is naturally found in food, kind of really summarizing what you said, if you're taking folate, which is naturally found in food, folic acid is a supplement you can get over the counter. In those forms, the body cannot use it. So it has to convert to an activated form that the body can use, maybe cross the blood-brain barrier and do its job. So if you have a variation in that MTHFR, you're not able to make that activated conversion for the whole folic acid cycle to work. And so at the end product of that cycle is production. One of the main things, obviously, is production of neurotransmitter, which is serotonin, dopamine, norepi, and epi. So if you're, for example, again, oversimplifying, if you have a bucket that needs to be full of these neurotransmitter for, some of like antidepressants to work, because you were trying to tap into this bucket full of these neurotransmitter to release it, but it's not, it's half empty, or it's mm-hmm. not a lot of them in there. So the efficacy of some of those psychiatric medication will be lower. So to compensate for that, you could give an activated form of folate, which is a methylated folate. Now, however form they come in, that would be a different question, right? So for example, one of the products would be Enlight, which is what you have. It has an activated form of folate in there where the body doesn't have to make that conversion because it struggles to do so, right? But is that all correct, what I said?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
the only thing is there's more to it than just folates. I mean, it's all of these other coenzymes, the metabolites of all the B's, the mineral cofactors too. But the folates are the quarterback of the methylation team.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks for letting us know.
Well, there was one thing that we never really got into because it's always a big question. I mean, there's seven common MTHFR polymorphisms. There's two that are generally tested. That's the C677T and the A1298C. The wild type or normal is C677C or A1298A. You notice that one of the nucleotides T and C has been added. In the heterozygous form for C677T, you're producing about 60% of your MTHFR. So you have a deficit of this other biochemistry of about 40%. But homozygous, meaning on both chromosomes, is low as 20%. Pretty dangerous. A1298C, it's a little bit more than the C677T, and then sometimes they can be together. So why treat if someone's not sick with this? Is because any lack of neurotransmitter complement, even 5%, puts you at risk from birth, not being able to process your untoward stressors, and that if you can't do that, they get pushed back into the subconscious and can reemerge at some point in time as psychiatric pathology. You may have these other methylation polymorphisms too, and you have the vulnerability on a everyday basis based on stressors, whether it's disease, psychosocial contaminants, to push you into a depressive disorder too. So I think that's probably it.
That's pretty powerful and valuable. That makes a lot of sense. I appreciate you sharing that. Right. Yeah, I do. And thank you, Tony, for joining us on our episode. We truly appreciate all you do and the education you provided today. And thank you for listening. And please make sure to share this podcast with someone you love. And don't forget to let us know what you think about today's topic. Leave us a comment. We love hearing from our listeners.